When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clean up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the cattle are standing like statues. All the cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by, but a little round maverick is winking his eye. Oh, what a beautiful morning. And oh, beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the sounds of the earth are like music. All the sounds of the earth are like music. The bees are so busy they don't miss a tree. And an old weeping willow is laughing at me. Oh, what a beautiful morning.
I get a wonderful feeling every time I hear the music of Rodgers and Hammerstein. That wonderful tune, The Opening of Oklahoma, was rendered by none other than, show of hands, in the, yes, you in the back? James Taylor, yes, very good, well done. Did you think you were listening to Brian Cosgrove's show accidentally? This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting. And I am sitting in the booth here in Southampton, New York, our lovely little town by the ocean on the East End. And it is that time of year, folks, where the leaves are starting to turn red and orange and yellow and brown. Terrific. And this part of the world out here on the East End is still very much a farm community on the North Fork and the South Fork. So we're seeing lots of people getting ready and busy to bring in those pumpkins and that squash and those gourds and those Brussels sprouts and those many, many vineyards out here that are getting ready for the harvest. So that is our theme today, harvest time. And if you get a chance to be out here on some of the flatter areas of the East End, which is most of the East End, in September, mid-September, mid-October, you will see the harvest moon. It looks like a gigantic, enormous, I don't know, planet careening into our little villages here of Anatevka. And the idea of a harvest moon was so bright that farmers could harvest their crops in the fall. That idea tickled the fancy of Nora Bayes, one of the great performers of the turn of the 20th century, and she sang it in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1908. She made the first big hit number from the Ziegfeld Follies, Shine on Harvest Moon. So we don't have that rendition, but we have a wonderful rendition from 1932 by the one and only Ethel Waters. So it's harvest time. Let's shine on that harvest moon.
Shine on the harvest moon, up in the sky. I had no loving since April, January, June, or July. Snow time ain't no time to stay outdoors and spoon. So shine on harvest. For me and my gal. The night was mighty dark, so you could hardly see, for the moon refused to shine. Couples sitting underneath a willow tree, for love they pine. The little maid was kind of afraid of darkness, so she said, I guess I'll go. Boy began to sigh, looked up at the sky, and told the moon his little tale of woe. He said, oh, shine on, come on and shine on harvest moon, up there in that sky. 'Cause you see, I ain't had no loving since April, January, June, or July. And you know, snow time sure ain't nobody's time to stay outdoors and spoon. So give me a break and shine on harvest moon for me and this gal.
You stole from the sky. It's that old devil moon in your eye. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light can hold a candle to your razzle dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I don't wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes.
just when I think I'm free as a dove. Oh, devil moon. It is that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night, blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. Old devil moon, old devil moon.
That was Mel Torme giving us a different kind of harvest moon for harvest time, a devil moon. Of course, from the amazing score to Finian's Rainbow, that enchanting moon that can make people do anything it wants to, including falling in love. Well, this idea of harvest is always a celebratory time. I tell you, if you drive out here in the East End, either on the North Road to the North Fork or 27, it is packed with people wanting to pick pumpkins and get sheaves of corn. I don't know what you do with sheaves of corn. Some people put it by their doorway. I don't know, it seems the kind of thing that would bring rats in my mind, but, you know, I'm often an urban dweller. I stray. Let us go to Judy Garland to the score of Summer Stock with a fine ebullient score by Harry Warren and Mac Gordon. Happy harvest from Summer Stock.
Come on along and take a ride and look at life from the cheery side. Neighbor.
Howdy, neighbor.
Happy harvest. May your 40 acres soon be fields of clover. Yes, indeed, and plant a wish with every seed, and by, the sun and rain will make an etching of a million little green fingers stretching to the sky. Howdy, neighbor.
Howdy, neighbor.
Happy harvest. Get your rocking chairs, for all your cares are over. Clap your hands and lick your chops, your bumper crops are on the climb. Hey, we're gonna roll in plenty, spend a 5 or 10 or 20, and those happy harvest bells are gonna chime. Remember, neighbor, when you work for Mother Nature, you get paid. Gonna cackle, and every burlap sack will be full of taters and tobaccos and dozens of different good and healthy greens. And if the weatherman won't upset us, mister, you can bet us there'll be lots of crispy lettuce in your jeans. Soon be fields of clover.
Yes,
go on, puff your corn cob pipes, and no more gripes and no more groans, no mortgages or loans, and you won't see a trace of worrying on the face of Farmer Jones.
Howdy, neighbor.
Howdy, neighbor.
Happy harvest.
Happy harvest. Get your rocking chairs, for all your cares are over.
Hallelujah.
Clap your hands and lick your chops, your bumper crops are on the climb. Hey, we're gonna roll in plenty. Spend the 5 or 10 or 20, and those happy harvest bells are gonna chime. Remember, neighbor, when you work for Mother Nature, you get paid by Father Time.
Whoa!
Let's get going. Louisiana, hey, run. Let's get going now. We're ready. Let's start something. Louisiana, hey, run. Let's start calling a roll. Like that sport sitting in the hay, loving it away all. The time is short. Crack your whip. Get your little buggy to go. Let's start something. Louisiana, hey, run. We're just raring to go. Round and round, let's go to town. Said Louisiana hayride for me.
Boswell Sisters and the Dorsey Brothers. I don't know, did they double date? Interesting idea. Singing Louisiana Hayride by great Schwartz and Dietz song from one of their reviews. I forget which one. I want to say Flying Colors in the early 1930s. And the hayride is a quintessential part of harvest time. And out here on the North Fork, sometimes they weave that in with some spooky doings because, of course, we get to Halloween fairly soon. There's something ebullient and home-centered and warm and just sort of honorable about harvest time that has inspired many writers in the American musical theater, both on stage and in film. There's something charming about the bucolic, I would say, diurnal rhythm. One of the great shows to center around that is Shenandoah, 1975, which had a career-making performance by John Cullum as the Virginian father. Virginian father and farmer, Charlie Anderson, trying to figure out what he's going to do with his sons during the Civil War. Here is a song that has a lot of metaphorical resonance as he walks through his farm. The pickers are coming. John Cullum from Shenandoah.
I raised her up from a seedling into a flowering tree. to bloom in another man's garden, for another man's eyes to see. Raised her up sweet and appealing, pretty as a flower can be. And now I'm bothered by the feeling that soon she'll be leaving me. You'll see. The pickers are coming, the pickers are coming. We won't have to summer a while. The fruit's on the vine now, it's sweeter than wine now. So ripe in the September sun. The pickers are coming, with footsteps a-drumming, they'll soon be a-running this way. The meadow is blooming, the bloom is perfuming, the harvest will be any day. The and ready for the taking. And though I know it's only right, still I feel forsaken. The pickers are coming, with heartstrings a-strumming, and the plumber they're coming for is my little girl, my little girl, my
golden voice of John Cullum from Shenandoah. We're celebrating harvest time today, and since this radio show emanates out of the east end of Long Island, all you have to do is swing a what? I don't know. I don't want to say dead cat. Swing a vine, and you'll hit one of, I think, almost 40 vineyards out here. So what musical would we pick to celebrate the harvest time in a vineyard? Show of hands. Yes. Oh, everyone has their hands up on this one. Of course, it's The Most Happy Fella. And here is the beginning of, gosh, is the second or third act? I think maybe the very beginning of the second act. It's a three-act musical. And here are the ranch workers in Napa Valley coming back from the summer to start getting involved with the fall harvest of the grapes. The inimitable score, fantastic score by Frank Lesser, Most Happy Fella.
Thank you.
Ah, score just always makes my heart beat, the score of The Most Happy Fella. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and we're sort of taking a deep breath of the autumn air here today to look at harvest time and the different musicals that deal with farms and harvesting and crops and, as I like to say, the diurnal rhythm of that time of year, which we all like so much out here. It really touches everyone in every way. Well, the farm isn't always a happy place for everyone. Here are two songs that show a little bit of discontent among the pastures, as it were, the green pastures. Here is Gwen Verdon to sing from New Girl in Town, which is a musical of Anna Christie, a woman who's now, shall we say, a lady of the evening who had a somewhat traumatic experience on the farm.
See my rosy cheeks, my sunny disposition. You can see I grew up fine as silk. You put me on the farm, far away from harm. All kids need to grow up nice is milk. On the farm, far away from any harm. Country butter, eggs by the dozens, getting grabbed by all my cousins. On the farm, pretty birds, pretty brooks, like you see in picture books. In the barn with Uncle Jake, if you squeal, you get the rake. On the farm, Uncle Sven was kind of a preacher, would have made a swell school teacher. Studied all the natural habits of the horses, cows, and rabbits. I was teacher's pet. I learned some things I'll never forget. On the farm, far away from any harm. Lots of bees all making honey, lots of sun makes people sunny. On the farm, Mary was a little lamb till everybody caught her. Mary took it on the lamb, 'cause lambs get led to slaughter. On the farm, any girl is safe from harm. Might have grown up in the city, never knowing it's so pretty. On the farm, with those lecherous, treacherous cousins. On the farm.
Should be friends. One man likes to push a plow, other likes to chase a cow. That's no reason why they can't be friends. Cowboy folks should stick together. Cowboy folks should all be pals. Cowboys dance to the farmer's daughters. Farmers dance to the rancher's cows.
Cowboy folks should stick together. Cowboy folks should all be pals. Cowboys dance to the farmer's daughters. Farmers dance to the rancher's cows.
I'd like to say a word for the farmer.
Well, say it.
He come out west and made a lot of changes.
That's right. He come out west and built a lot of fences.
Well, and built them right across our cattle ranges.
That's right.
Why don't you dirt scratchers go back to Missouri where you belong?
We got just as much right here.
Yes, gentlemen,
shut up. The farmer is a good and thrifty citizen.
He's thrifty, all right.
No matter what the comment says or thinks, you seldom see him drinking in a bar.
That's right.
Unless somebody else is buying drinks.
But the farmer and the comment should be friends. Oh, the farmer and the comment should be friends. Common ropes a cow with ease. Farmer steals her butter and cheese. That's no reason why they can't be friends.
Cowboy folks should stick together. Cowboy folks should all be pals. Cowboys dance to the farmer's daughters. Farmers dance to the rancher's girls.
I'd like to say a word for the cowboy.
You would.
The roads he
treat him like a louse. Make him welcome in your house.
But be sure that you lock up your wife and daughter.
Who wants a whole farm woman anyhow?
Break it up, you two old fools. All right, Andrew, sing it. Dum-da-dee-dum-dum-dum.
The farmer and the cowman should be friends.
All right, everybody.
The farmer and the cowman should be friends.
That's right, sing it.
One man likes to push a plow, the other likes to chase a cow. That's the reason why they can't be friends.
And when this territory is a state and joins a union just like all the others, the farmer and the cowman and the merchant must all hate themselves and act like brothers.
I'd like to teach you all a little saying and learn these words by heart the way you should. I don't say I'm no better than anybody else, but I'll be damned if I ain't just as good.
I don't say I'm no better.
A great song from Oklahoma, of course. That was Mary Wicks as Aunt Eller. Wonderful 1979 revival recording. Well, there was something about Oklahoma in 1943 that tapped into a wartime ethos and homeland and farms. And there were a lot of shows that sort of sprung up in that kind of milieu for the next 20 years. Bloomer Girl, Finian's Rainbow, I suppose, and a great movie on the MGM lot called Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. And here is the famous barn dance. You'll just want to go out and like jump over a plank when you hear this, but be careful. I'm not going to be held culpable for insurance reasons. Anyway, here is a John Wilson Orchestra to play Gene DePaul's magical music from the barn dance from Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Thank you.
Copland-esque ending there. Look, we put up a barn and we did a ballet simultaneously. Don't you love the American musical? We're looking at harvest time, and of course the change in year brings a little bit of sadness. Things start to wither and fade, and here are two songs that ruefully look into that. The first is Autumn Carol from a musical of Cyrano, 1973, which I like very much. A beautiful round by a group of nuns saying goodbye to the springtime and summer.
Happy today, because it is Saturday, and Monsieur de Bergerac will be here again to make you laugh. These leaves at the close of the book of September, remember my sorrow. But tell it to sing. April is seen dressed in gold, not in green, and the fall is reflecting the fall of the spring.
When I was a young man courting the girls, I played me a waiting game. If a maid refused me with tossing curls, I wooed her and wooed her with gold and pearls. And as time went by, she came my way. And as time went by, she came. For it's a long, long time from May to December, and the days grow short. September, and the autumn weather turn the leaves to flame. One hasn't got time for the waiting game. And the days dwindle down to a precious few. September November and these few precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend with you. And the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days I'll spend with you. These golden days I'll spend with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mellow autumnal tones of Johnny Hartman. Johnny Hartman rendering one of the great ballads in the American musical from Knickerbocker Holiday, September Song, music by Kurt Weill and lyrics by Maxwell Anderson. There's a reason, I think, why that song became an American classic. It's sung by almost everybody from Ella Fitzgerald to Tony Bennett. I think Willie Nelson recorded it. Jimmy Durante recorded it very famously. Walter Houston, of course, originated it. There is something that taps in very deeply to us about as Sondheim said in another context, the serene and endless cycle of our days. And when September comes along, we feel maybe a little melancholy, a little hopeful, because we're going back to school, or we're celebrating religious holidays, or we're looking forward to October, and we're certainly, if you're a farmer out here on Long Island, you are looking forward to the end of a very busy time. So that's why I think I focus today on harvest time, because it's very much a part of Long Island and the rhythms of the year out here as things start to grow very colorful and, as I said, red and orange and various shades therein. I hope you will spend these precious days with us on Broadway to Main Street. We have a jam-packed fall. We're going to be celebrating a lot of shows because I've just published a 2-volume set for the prestigious Library of America of the libretti of 16 musicals from 1927 to 1969. So we'll be spending a fair amount of time with classic shows. I think next up is On the Town. But to return to and you can always listen to our website, www.broadwaytomainstreet.com, and pick up anything you may have missed. But let us return to the earth and to growing things and how human beings relate to that. And there is no better song than the conclusion of Candide, music by Leonard Bernstein, lyrics by Richard Wilbur. And here's a fairly recent recording by Barbara Streisand, who brings everybody, Chris Botti, I think her son, into it, and everybody but the kitchen sink, your father's mustache, to round out a great finale, as is her wont. She makes it politically attuned to her own interests, but it is one of the great songs in the musical canon and a beautiful way to celebrate this glorious time of year. Here is Barbara Streisand with Make Our Garden Grow from Candide.
Thank you.
Thank you.
next song, with music by Leonard Bernstein and actually lyrics by Richard Wilbur, is a reminder of what's really important in life. There's a Greek proverb that says, a society grows when old men plant trees whose shade they know they will never sit in. And I find that very moving, because it's not about instant gratification, you know, it's about concern for generations to come. Yeah. And we have been gifted with this amazing planet. And I think we are Mother Nature's guardians. And it's our responsibility to keep her healthy for our children's children's children. So maybe we have to learn to go back to what is simple, you know? It's time to plant the trees whose shade we know we will never sit in. Because if we don't do it, who will? And if not now, when? You've been a fool and so have I, but neither pure nor wise.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time.